Courtney Force joining us on Sports Byline USA. If you know anything about NHRA drag racing, you certainly know that name because she is a drag racer racing for John Force Racing, her father, of course, in the funny car division, and she is the youngest daughter in the family as well. Coming off of a victory, she won the Northwest Nationals in Seattle in only her 15th race. Before we talk about what you're doing right now, Courtney, let me take you back a little bit. Tell me the first time you actually knew what your father did for a living.
I was very young. I grew up in NHRA drag racing. I traveled across the country with my dad, especially over the summer, but it took a little while to really understand what my dad did until, you know, we'd be out at dinner and, you know, fans would come up and ask for his autograph. That's when I decided my dad didn't really have a normal everyday job. But, I mean, it was always exciting going out there as a kid and having, you know, my earplugs in, standing on the, you know, in the tow truck and watching him drive a 300-mile-per-hour car. It was just, it was really amazing. But, I mean, I watched him crash, catch on fire, flip over. I saw it all.
What were your impressions of drag racing as a child growing up? What were the things that impressed you about it and that maybe even concerned you to some degree about it?
I mean, there was a lot of things. I mean, I was always a little nervous watching him as a kid, but I don't think I realized it was really a dangerous sport. I mean, he always walked away from all of his crashes and was perfectly fine. I've seen him catch on fire, and it was just another weekend in his race car. It was no big deal. I think it took me a little while, you know, when I grew up and got a little older and understood what was happening. I think that's when I realized that it was a dangerous sport. You know, what my dad did for a living wasn't the safest job in the world.
One of the other things that I find interesting is that I've known other sons or daughters that have followed in the footsteps of their very successful parents in sports, and that's always unfair, but it's something that's going to happen. You're going to be measured by that. Your sisters also have been in this sport as well. Were you ever concerned, or did your dad do anything to try to protect you a little bit from that expectation with the Force name?
I think, you know, he's always been very supportive and just told me, you know, he kind of gave me that warning. A lot of people are going to compare you to Ashley. You know, she went into the funny car category, and I've pretty much just tried to follow in her footsteps from, you know, super comp dragster up to top alcohol dragster and into the pro funny car class. But he told me what to expect. He said, you know, she has a big fan base, and a lot of fans are going to, you know, expect you to do as well as she did and compare you to her if you don't do as well. So there was definitely a little bit of extra pressure there, but my dad did a good job of keeping me calm and just saying, you know what, it's your rookie year, and whatever happens is going to happen. We're going to do the best to teach you everything we can, and you just have to go from there.
I love this quote from you. I grew up knowing I wanted to be a race car driver. I just knew that's what I wanted to do. I always loved traveling to the races to watch my dad. We have pictures of me at the races in the winner's circle with a pacifier in my mouth. Now, when people hear what you do, what is their reaction to you, and especially that type of quote?
I'm so used to it. Like, this is second nature to me just growing up in drag racing. I mean, I was out there getting dirty and hanging out with all the crew guys. It was normal to me. I mean, that was just my life. And nowadays, I think it shocks people when I tell them what I do for a living. I try to actually avoid that, avoid telling people immediately what I do when I meet them. But I think it throws them off a little bit. I'm pretty sure they don't expect it coming from a girl especially. But if they knew my family, then I think it would be no surprise.
One of the things, Courtney, I've done when I talk to pitchers in Major League Baseball, I always ask them the question, do you remember the day that you went from being a thrower to being a pitcher? I'm going to turn that around a little bit and ask you, do you remember the day that you went from being just a driver to being a racer?
Well, I mean, I did the best I could to just learn as a driver growing up. I mean, I started at 16. I watched my dad since I was a kid. So I just tried to learn everything that I could growing up by just speculating. But, you know, we had all last season. I was in the seat of a funny car just testing and trying to learn everything I can. And I think the moment that, I mean, really just, I guess, was a turning point for me was my first race in Pomona. That was kind of when I realized, I mean, you know, this is it. This is the moment I had been waiting for, and it was really all up to me at that point. Everything that I had learned from my dad and my sister and Robert and Neff, I mean, it was really up to me at that point, and that was where I just had to take it on my own.
Is it a little bit like being a young swimmer and jumping into the middle of the swimming pool?
Yes, definitely. That's what my dad said. You know, you just got to jump into all the sharks. You got to just make it happen and do the best you can. You know, a lot of people are going to be watching you and critiquing you, but you just have to ignore it and just do the best you can and just really ignore any negative things that I hear, you know, I really haven't gotten anything too bad. I mean, going into the sport, everyone is very supportive and encouraging. So, I definitely jumped in with all these heavy hitters that, you know, these guys that I grew up watching race my dad. So it was a little overwhelming for me at first, but I mean, I was just having the time of my life.
You know, Jimmy Johnson and I have had a talk and I asked him, I said, Jimmy, what's the most important thing when you're driving a NASCAR? And he said, Ron, if you're going 200 miles an hour, you've got to be thinking 201 miles an hour. Now, I would think that that would probably apply even to your sport. But the difference is that you're going up to 300 miles an hour and you're doing it over just seconds. But is it important to be ahead of the car?
Yes, definitely. You really have to be on your toes. You got to be ready for anything. Because these cars, they don't want to make a perfect pass down the racetrack. I mean, it's an 8,000 horsepower car and it's going 300 miles an hour in 4 seconds. So you really got to be ready for it to make a left turn, for it to drop a cylinder, for it to spin the tires. It can throw anything at you. So you really have to be pretty much on the edge of your seat, ready for it to take you any way it can. And you got to be ready to react as quick as possible and fix the problem.
I've been on the starting line at the NHRA events, and I'm just wondering, as you're sitting in that car ready to move into the lights, into the tree there for the start of the race, what is the mindset? What are you going through in your mind before you get that green light?
I'm really just trying to take deep breaths and relax. That's the biggest thing for me. I mean, when I pull up to the starting line and, you know, that's that moment when you're about to hit that throttle. I mean, I just take a deep breath and I just try to focus on keeping the car straight and doing everything I can and not screw up on the Christmas tree.
Is it also pretty much computerized now as far as the gear shifting? Is that the major difference from, say, 10, 15 years ago?
Yes, definitely. A lot of it's all run by computer. I mean, I have amazing crew chief with Ron Douglas and Daniel Hood. So, I mean, they tune this car up. They know exactly how to set it up for the conditions, for the track, for the temperature, everything. So, I mean, it really takes a lot of brain power, I guess, to really get these cars running good.
I know your father is a great resource for you as you're still on the learning curve and driving the funny car, Courtney, but I'm just wondering, there is always that thin line where you want to give advice, but you don't want to be overbearing, if you know what I'm talking about. Talk to me a little bit about the communication level between you and your dad.
He's definitely overbearing. He's still trying to figure out that line between being a boss and a father, and gets a little overwhelming at times. But, I mean, he's honestly throwing information and advice at me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, I fly with him at the airport. I'm traveling with him every second of the day. This is actually the one day I haven't been with him in probably a month. So, I mean, he really means well, but, I mean, he does throw a lot of information at me, and it's a lot to take in. You know, you just got to kind of break it down and figure out what he's trying to say. And Ashley does a very good job of kind of translating what he's saying to me, which helps a lot because he talks pretty fast. And, I mean, I'll be strapped in my funny car, you know, getting ready to start the car up, and my dad is underneath the body yelling things at me when I have a helmet on and earplugs in and I'm strapped in. And half the time I can't hear him, but I just kind of give him that nod of reassurance.
Before you, Ashley, of course, in the cockpit of the car as well, she is now retired. Do you use her in any particular way? Has she been helpful as far as acclimating you to the sport?
Yes, all the time. I mean, definitely at the start of the season, she was really helpful with, you know, just trying to get me comfortable in the car and little adjustments with, you know, trying to make that transition from a top alcohol dragster to a funny car. It drives a lot different and sounds a lot different when you're going down the track, and you really have to, like my dad says, you have to learn how to manhandle the funny car. So I think that was the biggest thing. Ashley was there for me for all of that and translating what my dad was trying to tell me on how to drive the funny car. But she was very helpful. I don't think she's done racing yet. I definitely think she'll be out there again soon, but I hope so because I want to race against her.
You won the Northwest Nationals in Seattle in only your 15th race, and so I'm wondering, after a race day, what type of mindset, what do you do after the race as far as reflection, Courtney?
I was pretty sure I was in disbelief. I mean, I went back and went to dinner with my teams and really just took it all in and celebrated and went to bed. I was pretty much exhausted, actually. The next morning, I just flew out and came home. So I still don't think it's sunk in yet. I mean, I keep looking over my shoulder. I came home and was, watching the race and kind of, critiquing my driving and kept looking over my shoulder, making sure that Wally was still sitting there on my counter. So it's definitely a very surreal feeling. I think I still haven't accepted it yet.
Well, congratulations. Tell your dad I said hi. It's good to see it staying in the family, and keep yourself safe. Come back anytime, Courtney, on Sports Byline.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Youngest daughter of 15-time NHRA Funny Car Champion John Force, Courtney Force, now in the cockpit of the car as well. We continue on Sports Byline.